This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. Deaths from drug overdoses have risen sharply during the pandemic, driven in part by the growing use of synthetic opioids like fentanyl. The drug can be useful for doctors, but can also easily kill someone when it's in counterfeit pills or other drugs. There are ways to test for it, but in some cases, that's illegal too. Madeline Beck with the Mountain West News Bureau reports now on efforts to change that.
The U.S. reached a grim milestone last year. In the 12 months leading to April, 100,000 people died of drug overdoses. A record. One thing that's driving the increase in deaths is the synthetic opioid fentanyl. But there's a way to test whether fentanyl is in a pill using test strips. They're inexpensive, about a dollar a piece. They work like a rapid COVID test. One line if there's fentanyl in a drug solution, two if there isn't. And some health officials say the tests could save lives. Arian Showers with the New Mexico Department of Health says when people who use drugs have the test, they're more cautious.
What we have seen over and over and over again is that it does change the behavior of the drug user. I mean, they will take less. They will take it at a slower pace.
So why aren't these test strips easily available? Crime labs across the U.S. are increasingly testing fentanyl using big, fancy equipment. Idaho forensic scientist Carrie Hogan says they're finding an increasing amount in little blue pills.
They are designed to look like oxycodone tablets. So they're round, light blue to green in color, and they have an imprint of an M on one side and a 30 on the other.
But while fentanyl is showing up more and more, the test strips are not yet widely available everywhere. As of last May, they were illegal in more than half of U.S. states, including Idaho. That's according to the nonprofit Legislative Analysis and Public Policy Association, or LAPA. LAPA attorney John Woodruff found that in the 70s, many states copied a DEA definition of illegal drug paraphernalia into their own laws. That definition includes tests for illicit drugs.
The question is, how do you get the inertia of having a law that's been in place for so long changed enough to sort of clearly make it allowable?
Woodruff says LAPA plans to draft new language that any state could use to pass legislation that would legalize the test strips. Many legislatures around the U.S. are already trying to change their laws. Nevada legalized test strips last year. But in Pennsylvania, the measure didn't get far. That's something Caroline Messerschmidt with Idaho's Drug Overdose Prevention Program has been watching closely.
They just didn't put the effort behind it that they needed to because there was this other thing called COVID happening at the same time.
Messerschmidt says that's why her health department isn't pushing to change Idaho's law this year. She wants to educate lawmakers first. New Mexico's bill also died in committee last year, and Showers says her state's failure to pass it cost lives.
Around 250 people would have likely been saved had we initially, when we first introduced this bill, if we had gotten it to pass. So we're too late.
New Mexico's health department drafted another bill this year. Shower says it goes beyond legalizing fentanyl test strips to legalize other kinds of tests.
Fentanyl probably isn't going anywhere soon, but we're already seeing analogs to fentanyl that are popping up in the drug supply that are actually not being detected by fentanyl test strips.
In the states where fentanyl test strips are legal, authorities can use new tools from the federal government. Last year, the CDC and other agencies made it legal for states to use federal grant funds to buy test strips in an effort to curb fentanyl overdoses. In Boise, Idaho, I'm Madeline Beck for Marketplace.